Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am your host, Sal. With me is your other host, my beautiful wife, Liz.
Hola.
And my wonderful child, Lizzie.
Hello.
How you doing, fam? Rogue Rebels fam, as it were. It's been a long time since there's even been three of us. Me and Lizzie been carrying the torch through all of the season three of Mandalorian, apparently. But
yeah,
Liz,
how are you, Mama?
I am great. You guys do an amazing job. So,
oh, I'm glad to hear that. Such high praise from a loyal listener. You did watch The Mandalorian season three, though.
Yes, I did.
You did enjoy it?
Absolutely.
Any favorite moments that jumped out to your recent memory?
Favorite moments.
Mm-hmm.
Anything? I don't know. There were so many.
There was a lot.
Yeah, like with the mythosaur.
That was cool. Yeah. That's a thing.
So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was confusing why it's like one day is like, oh, you're chastised from like, you can't be in the club. You're chastised. You like took your helmet off. And the next day is like, Bo-Katan, remove your helmet.
Oh, yeah. They're all, like, she could take her helmet off all she wants.
That made no sense.
Somewhere Pedro is like, excuse me, I'm hot too.
Made no sense whatsoever to me. I mean, I guess we all have, there's so many things that we
to be fair, it's his choice.
He like changing her mind is one of those things, right? And so she changed her mind about like how she saw the future.
But he like decided that he wanted to go and be like one of them and wear his helmet again. So that's like on him. He could have been like, you know what? I like taking off my helmet and looking at my tiny son, my tiny green son.
I get it, but it's like, it make it like, this is a capital offense.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, it's okay. We'll just give you a ticket.
Well, they were also like you walk both worlds. So like, you do your thing and you can also like talk to us.
He did as well, I think.
I think he did, but I think he still wanted to be part of their world.
Yeah, I guess so.
Apparently. All right, well, I'm glad to catch up with you on Season 3, Amanda. Anything else Star Wars you've been loving about life? Or just life in general? We've missed you. The listeners have missed you.
I mean, just life in general, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's life is good.
Good.
Life is busy.
Good.
I'm doing a lot of networking.
Networking.
In my profession. So that's one of the things that I kind of hate doing. But I'm really putting myself out there. And it's nice. So far, you know?
So you're putting yourself out there. Where can people find you out there if they were looking for you for networking for California employment law in general?
Yes, honey. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I represent employees.
Oh, I know.
When they have been terminated or discriminated against or harassed based on protected classes, race, ethnicity.
Are you a superhero?
What? This is a...
You're a superhero?
What do you mean?
You just said you help people who have been hurt, maligned, damaged, financially irreparably destroyed.
And emotionally.
And emotionally. So you're a superhero in real life. Where are people if they wanted to find you?
Well, hopefully they don't have to find me, but if you have to find
just
me, you
can
find me.
It's good to have somebody on call, right?
Yeah, it is. And also, you know, so one of the things that are really annoying about me is that I annoy myself because even if someone doesn't come to me with an employment law questions, I always try to help them or at the very least focus them, put them in, you know, like with someone who does that area of law. So if you ever have a question, need an attorney for whatever reason, hopefully that's not the case. You can find me at Ocera Law and you know, you can use Google.
That's OCERA Law.
Yeah. as an Orange County employee rights attorney law firm, you know, Osera Law, employee rights attorney.
Instagram?
Yeah, it's basically at Osera Law, Instagram, Facebook, and...
And yeah, OCERALaw.com?
Yes.
There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great. Glad we got some real-life heroics. And if you are, after you're done taking care of your real life and you want to get back to Star Wars life, check us out at TheRogueRebels.com. Make sure you like our Facebook page. We're on all socials at TheRogueRebels. All socials at TheRogueRebels on Instagram, TikTok, Hive, except Twitter. We're Rogue Rebels fam because some jerk took TheRogueRebels. Lizzie, where can people find you and your wonderful other podcast, Star Wars Geek Girl?
You can find Star Wars Geek Girl at StarWarsGeekGirl.com. Instagram and Twitter. We don't have a TikTok. I feel like we could, now that I think about it. But anyway, Star Wars Geek Girl or SW Geek Girl. And you can find the podcast wherever you're listening to The Rogue Rebels as well.
Speaking of TikToks, Lizzie has started adding to the Rogue Rebels on TikTok.
Yay!
Recently throwing in some more of your like wonderful Freddie Prinze Jr. recipes from Back to the Kitchen, his cookbook. And we were talking about, you were talking about challah bread.
Challah bread.
Challah bread.
Challah.
And you told the story of how I had to go all over the place to find challah bread. I don't know if you remember this, but when that happened, I wrote a ballad to that journey.
I believe you did, yes.
And I'm going to perform it live for you, listeners of the Rogue Rebels and Rogue Rebels on TikTok right now. Presenting the Ballad of Dad, the Hero of the Lost Challah Bread. Written, produced, performed, and based on a true story by Sal Paralis. And lo, my child came to me with a wish. Nay, a mission of utmost importance. She spoke of a sandwich of untold fanciness, the likes of which could change our dinners forever, and journeyed forth I did. Searching the land far and wide for these mythical ingredients, through traffic I sat. At deli counters I asked, and find the items I did. The cheeses and butter I thusly brought to her, only the bread remained. To bakeries and markets across the county I searched. The winds bit deeply, and at night a fire I made for warmth. From the lands of Orange, through the hills topping Brea, I searched, leaving no stone unturned. From Jan Vaughn's land to the fortresses of Ralph's, I made my pleas. And yea, my bones did ache, and my walking stick did crack. But journey forth I still did, my daughter's wish unfulfilled. Until one day in the town of Fullerton, the brothers of Stater did hear my pleas, and grace me with the rare and coveted bread of challah. And set home I did then, my mission fulfilled, and my daughter she did smile, and grace me with the fanciest of grilled cheeses she did, made from items rare, and soon French toast grand, that I did eat the offerings, and remember the brothers of Stater, who granted our family's wish, to sup upon the fanciest of grilled cheeses. And lo, I did look upon thee with great satisfaction. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you give us 5 stars anywhere you can give us 5 stars. Star Wars news. Happy May the 4th, everybody. Did you guys do anything special for May the 4th? Or do you do it every day?
I watch Visions.
Yeah, I watch Visions too. and I played a little bit of Jedi Survivor.
Yeah, I watch Visions. And played Resident Evil because I was stuck on... No, it's not, but
Lame.
I got stuck.
Fake fan.
I was really upset because, like... Have you played a Resident Evil game, Dad?
The first one, a long time ago, we talked about this, and I like Silent Hill better.
Oh, yeah, fair. But also, like... This game makes, like, monsters so difficultly hard to, like, kill. So if you, like, it takes, like, 10 shots to kill something. Just something. Not just, like, a certain boss. It's, like, just one little thing. And then it also, like, throughout the game doesn't give you any bullets. So.
Okay, Resident Evil, but have you played Jedi Survivor on Jedi Master Mode?
No, but I saw the picture you posted today.
Me neither. Oh, I did, and I killed somebody, and it was wonderful. We didn't do much. We watched Visions. I also watched a little bit of The Young Jedi Adventures, which is a wonderful, cute thing that I wish was around in right around 2008 or 9 or 10, maybe, when you guys were little and probably would have appreciated it more.
I appreciate it. I mean, oh, I can't, like, appreciate it in, like, a child sense, like, wonder where I'm like, I grew up with this or something. It's just kind of like, oh, I do appreciate that. That's very cute. I like it a lot. You know? I am rewatching Resistance.
What about, oh, that's good. I like that show.
Which I think is funny. Because
Remember when I was mad at Tam for a long time?
Yes. Okay. God, it's hard to watch it with someone.
Hey, but we made our peace, though.
It was
I made my peace with Tam.
I was like, dude, this is a TV character.
It's real to me.
Get over it.
What did you do May 4th, my love?
Oh, I had a trip to Memory Land.
Memory Land.
Yes, Memory Land. Through photos and videos, I went in and like pulled some photos, Star Wars photos.
And lo, you did post those photos.
Yes, I did.
Into a video you made thusly.
Yes, I did. But, you know, I really enjoy going over the photos. All photos. I love it.
I miss, like, we don't have photos recently.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, the pandemic, first of all, we haven't left the house.
Ever since the pandemic, and we then, just kind of like...
We just haven't been
We haven't done that. But much. Also, I noticed that a lot of the photos, like, I remember my friend Sandy... I sent her a message and I'm like, dude, I don't have any photos of you. And I think it's because every single time we hang out with our closest friends,
we just don't
hardly ever had any photos. We have photos of Jono just because Jono was always insisting that we take photos, but we never. So I was like, well, thank God for that. Because I
was
going to
say, thank goodness.
I don't really have any photos.
Thank the force.
Yeah. So, you know, every single time I went and looked at a video or a photo. It's just like, you know, it took me back. Let's put it that
Not exactly May 4th, but I'm 42 now. I had a birthday. Thank you, Lizzie. I received a birthday mead thing.
Mead. Yes. Yeah. My kid is giving my husband
did
beer
you,
now.
Did
She's
you taste it?
Now, so.
No, I didn't open it.
Oh, you should open it right now.
No. I took it out of the fridge. Your mom was like, put it on the wall. Like, this is like a special thing.
We had to save
And I was like, I thought I was supposed to drink it.
Although you couldn't drink it.
I thought it was an equipable item.
Our friends and get annoyed with me because I do that too. Like Bianca and Frank.
You're a collector.
Well, it's because it's such a beautiful thing. I don't want to.
It is beautiful.
You know?
Anyway, thank you, Lizzie. It is warming my heart and it is on the wall. And I think I will drink it at a special occasion.
Don't be upset. That's cute.
I guess
yeah, but there's
a
plenty
occasion.
Over here.
Well, maybe when you come home. Or not home, bring it. Right. When you come to California.
When I have two bullets, I'll drink one.
You can bring one, and then Daddy will take one.
Okay.
Echo's falling asleep.
he's like, that means we need to up the podcast. That means...
excuse me, I was promised Visions talk. real quick, though, Lizzie, I don't know if you noticed, or if you saw the... Oh, he's crying now. If you saw the stuff, but on May the 4th, they also... they had an induction or whatever the ceremony for Carrie Fisher's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Did you see any of that, Lizzie?
I did not.
Cry baby. Echo, not
He's
you.
He's crying about Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, I know. We're all sad.
Don't.
We're all sad. But trust me, Echo, we have everything we need. So like Mark Hamill spoke a little bit, like did a little speech about her. And then like Billy Lord came out in a like entire Princess Leia dress and was like, my mom like loved you guys so much, like, you know, like it was everything, like, but this character, like, she loved going to these conventions, she loved hearing your stories, she loved hearing what it meant to you. Like, she met people with tattoos of her face on your body and all the stuff, and she threw glitter at you guys and everything. But she, it was really, really pretty from what I saw. I saw like a few of the little YouTube videos that they put up from the speeches and stuff. And I'm very happy that next time I go to Hollywood, I'm going to be able to go find a Carrie Fisher on the Walk of Fame.
Is Mark Hamill on the Walk of Fame? He is, right?
He might be. I'm not sure. And it was like Mark Hamill was there and Billy Lord was there, of course. But also like J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy were there. So like that's just really cool that like whoever came together and did what they had to do to get that to happen, even though Carrie's no longer with us, I feel she definitely has her place there. And I will be very happy next time I go check that out. Mm. Yeah. And I'm still playing Jedi Survivor, and it is awesome. And I would say a founding member of the like blaster plus lightsaber costuming club, I am enjoying the blaster plus lightsaber stance in Jedi Survivor.
Nice.
And I suppose that's all I'll say for now. I was going to do two episodes of Jedi Survivor. I was going to do like an episode when I was like playing the game a little bit and be like, man, this is so awesome. We're having so much fun. And then I was going to do another episode later after 100%ing the entire thing. But I think I'm just going to do the episode after I do everything and I just talk about the story and everything like that. So that's my plan at the moment. But we still have lots of cool podcasts coming. So I guess we should start this podcast and talk about Star Wars Visions. We're going to do half. We do half of Star Wars Visions. Everybody here watched everything, though, anyway. Like, you guys were fans of Visions Volume 1, right? I'm sure. I mean, Anthology yes. series is hitting. I don't want to say hit and miss, but you have your favorites and you have
my
ones that you're like lesser favorites. I don't know if I want to reveal. It's like, should we reveal our favorites after we cover all the episodes, or should we just straight up say it?
I mean, we can review our favorites from these specific episodes.
That's not fair.
That's not fair.
Ooh, okay. Well, this one's a little bit difficult. But if I had to pick my favorite from the first five episodes, ooh, I don't know. Mm. You know what? I'm gonna like
first five episodes. Let's clarify: is Sith, Screecher's Reach, In the Stars, I Am Your Mother, and Journey to the Dark Head.
So all of them?
No, you're missing four.
Five. Yeah.
I'm not even going to say my favorite. I guess let's just get into it.
What's your favorite?
Of these five? No, my favorite episode. Okay, screw it.
That just say it.
My favorite in total, I think.
Oh, you have no self-control, honey.
Oh, yeah, do five. Let's do five, and then the next time we'll do in total.
I think my favorite from these five might be Screecher's Reach.
Okay.
That was crazy.
That's fair.
Okay.
Mom, how about you?
From these five?
From Sith, Screecher's Reach, In the Stars, I Am Your Mother, and Journey to the Dark Head.
Sith.
That was visually stunning.
Yes.
I think...
It was definitely unexpected, new, and fresh, and bold.
Yes. I think I liked Screecher's Reach.
It was unexpected.
Like, I wanted to say, like, I don't like kids.
Join the club.
Must run in the family, huh?
because whenever they're in movies, like, they're supposed to be dumb. I get it. Like, they're supposed to learn and grow and this and that. Mm-hmm. But they frustrate me. So, and this is all it was this season.
You know,
okay.
Like,
okay, like
not
I can't argue with you
entirely,
because I watched the episodes with your mother.
there was one that I was like, oh my god, this kid is so predictable, you know. But I mean, visually speaking, the music, everything was great, but this kid was just annoying because he was so predictable. And so I mean, she was right. I think it was a she. She was right at the end of the day, but still it was kind of like, oh my god.
Just real quick, like I don't know if it's like this collection, it feels so much more like, obviously these are from like places all over the earth, as opposed to like just anime studios. So like, I really felt that watching this, it felt a lot more open and like a lot more different cultural influences. And I really, really enjoyed that. Like seeing the stamp that all the different places put on their like spin on the Star Wars universe. And like, I think there's a contingent of people that maybe don't even watch these, that are just like, oh, it's not even like canon. Like, who cares? It's like just a random story or whatever. But I really enjoy like just seeing a creator just do their art and not be encumbered by all of the things that would, that you would have to take into account if you were doing like a canon story, you know, like a something that, that is like tied to that, that fabric, but you would still have that Star Wars energy. Like mm-hmm. a lot of the, like the themes of Star Wars are so strong in this. So I guess let's go with the first one, Sith. Visually, like much like Ronin, I'm sorry, much like the duel in Volume 1, like they started out with something that was just gonna like visually blow you away. But it's also mm-hmm. like funny because in Volume 1 they started off with like one that was very stark black and white, and this one is like super like visually saturated and colorful and like the opposite of black and white, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's basically about this woman who is like an artist, but apparently she was a former Sith, and then they come looking for her and they find her and she has to kill them. And then she's like, I'm not going to be a Sith. And they're like, come back to the Sith. And she's like, no, I want to do art. And then she's like, does stuff. And her droid is awesome.
I like when they touch the part where like talking about how a person can be both, not like a Sith and a Jedi, but have like both the light and the dark, because you know are people, and therefore you know they're gonna have both. There is no just one.
Yeah, and that was a theme that came up a few times in the series, but like yeah, that was really cool.
I mean, if people were just bad all the time or good all the time, life would be so much easier, right? But mm-hmm. that's not how we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good side or a bad side, so that's why it's so difficult to like, you know, be angry or completely love someone or completely hate someone, because we all have good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Dark and light.
And then the part where her droid took his face off to like blow that full ship up or whatever.
Oh my god, the droid was amazing.
I liked his droid.
Dope. The droid was like, I'm a cannon.
I like how perfectly he fit in her ship.
Or yeah, her, yeah, like ship, the little like side kind of like
speeder.
Little eyeball pops out. Yeah, that was really cool.
It was also like the opposite of like Maul's speeder. It was like, because his is like the underside of a circle and hers was like a C.
Well, hers was a little more, it was closer to like the one that Grievous rides on Utapau. You know, it was like a whole wheel almost. And she's, like, inside of it. But it had, like, a windshield, and then she, like, popped out with those blasters at one point. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was just really cool.
Why is Echo crying?
I don't know.
Because he's a baby.
He's a crybaby, that's
why. He's a baby.
He's a sucker. He's like, darkness. Really good, visually stunning. And, like, I just like the themes that they are, like, because, like, when you distill a lot of these stories down, like it, like in this one, it was her battle against her former darkness, but also accepting that dark part of herself, and that was part of what her journey towards finding her purpose or whatever. You know, like, I don't know, it's just, it's like visually stunning. The story is like simplistic, but also beautiful. And mm-hmm. then like the way they told it was just really nice. Music was good, voice performances was good, like the light, like the lightsabers swing and they look like paint strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that stuff was dope. Like it had so much style.
It's so new and refreshing, you know.
It's just really cool to see these things that are just such like
such a creative
art.
Way to like tell a story.
It's such like a great thing that I hope, you know, they keep leaving open for people to tell these stories like this. You guys got anything else to say about this one?
This one was from Spain?
I believe
was
so.
Was it?
Yeah.
Somewhere? I don't know, because I liked her accent and stuff.
Yeah, I think this was the Spanish studio.
Space Latinas and such. I don't have much. I just really like the droid and like how round he is. And like I said, the talking about having both. And I like that there was, like, a pretty consistent theme throughout this season. It's like if Lucasfilm gave them, like, a prompt, like, hey, like, either something to do with the fact that, you know, the Force is both light and dark, or children.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, I wonder. I feel like they just let him go free, but maybe they are like, hey, what do you want to tell?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like there were a few similar things. But like in season one, there was a lot of similar stuff that was all like, hey, like almost everything was about a Jedi or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was really well done, well executed. Like I said, visually stunning. Yeah, the studio is El Guiri and the writer director is Rodrigo Blas. So yeah, this was the Spanish studio, I believe, in Madrid.
Yes.
The next one was Screech's Reach. This is from Cartoon Saloon, and the director is Paul Young. And I feel like I don't want to... I think this one is like the Irish one, because they also had like Irish accents. I wonder if that's a thing too, yes. Where they like... The voice acting was people from the region that the thing was from.
That would make sense.
Like, that was cool. So this is about, like, a bunch of kids that work in a giant factory, and it sucks, and they're like, we're gonna leave. We're gonna go, like, find the Banshee, or let's go see the ghost. We're gonna go see the ghost. And then there's, like, an actual ghost, and then the girl is like, everybody get out! And then the ghost has a lightsaber, and then she kills the ghost. And then they're like, excellent, you will make an excellent Sith. And everybody else is sad.
Yeah, and then... Yeah.
Beautiful art style. Reminded me, for some reason, of like Inside or like Hollow Knight almost. Mm-hmm. Like this simplistic but very expressive.
Yeah, I was going to say like Little Nightmares, but it had more of like the colors and tones of like Inside.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Inside and...
Limbo.
Yeah, Limbo. So I just like scary stories as well. So I thought it was really cool that, like, it was a ghost, but, like, it technically mm-hmm. wasn't a ghost.
Right.
And she just actually had to kill them. That was kind of brutal.
I think that was the test.
Well, yeah. Well, she was told to do something, and kids are kids, and either do it or
I don't even think she was told
to
do anything. What do you really? Think she knew that person before?
Knew who.
She did.
Yeah, she did. She said, I did what you told me to do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought she was just like in that spot. Oh, that's right, because they gave her the thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It, but even then, like even the little medallion or whatever, she keeps saying like, through strength and something, purpose, I go or something. And I was like, that doesn't sound good. Like,
she was lying to her friends.
Oh, she wasn't lying, was she?
She was lying.
Okay. You guys do not like this girl. I thought this was a cool one. I thought it was crazy. And it's not that I didn't see it coming, but I just thought it was like wonderfully done. And like the expressions that the kids, like when she leaves them, like
mm-hmm.
they're really, really sad. And it was well done.
She was a terrible friend.
That makes sense. That's sad. I think Siths make terrible friends.
Yes.
I'm sorry. The plural of Sith is Sith.
She passed the test then, essentially.
Yeah, she passed her test. She killed the lady. With a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was...
I mean, that on itself, right?
Yeah.
That was, like, very Sith-like.
Oh, the Sith, like, lady who comes get her? That's Angelica Huston.
Oh.
Morticia Adams from the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from the movie?
Yeah, the original, like, 90s movies.
Oh,
the ones that you kids grew up watching?
Yeah. I couldn't recognize. I just kept like staring at her because she just looked really cool, but also looked really, really creepy. Like, kind of like an owl, but like.
Yeah. Very, horrified. Like, the weird, like,
horrifying.
The light of the ship and everything. Like, I don't know. Like, it was all well done. The music was really cool. The music in a lot of these episodes was really, really well done. But yeah, I just like. I love, like, how much it, like, I don't know. I just like the artistic expression and freedom and that we're able to get, like, each story has, like, such a visual stamp on it.
I like how it looks more hand-drawn, like, more traditional animation, almost.
Uh-huh.
But, I really liked just, like, I don't know. I liked this one a lot, mostly because, I really like scary stories and stuff mm-hmm. and like video games or like movies or anything, so I like that it had a slightly scary aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. It was like a very ghost story almost.
And then I also like you know, her friends were very cute, very sweet. Mm-hmm. Even the guy who was like, yeah, no, if you have a dream and, you know, if you can get out of here, just get out of here. And then, like, yeah. Towards the end when she was leaving, he was just like, okay, yeah, it's okay. Go mm-hmm. ahead. Which was very sad. Because, you know, he was definitely very upset about it. But, mm-hmm. you know, it had to be done.
Yeah. But he's also the one that, like, when she comes out of the mountain, he's like, what did you do? Mm-hmm. You know, because she's like, she was real. And he's like,
Yeah, he's like, what did you do? What is that thing you have in your hand?
All of this is questionable. I'm glad you're safe, but... Yeah, I just like that it was like a really cool twist on like what would normally be a Star Wars story. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The normal Star Wars stories we get are these kids who like perform some act of bravery and like selflessness. And then it's like, oh, like the Force is strong with you. You could be a Jedi. Would you like to come be a hero? You know, and this is like, oh, you survived the test and killed the helpless, crazy old lady. Excellent.
Almost like Rain Sith. And like Bane and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you got a little Xanah vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the like next one is In the Stars. This is the punk robot from the studio Punk Robot, writer director Gabriel Osorio, and this is the Chilean one.
Mm-hmm. It looks so much like Laika. Like, could have helped make this?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that stop-motion style. I really love, like, all the character design and everything about this one I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know.
This one was the kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are just tired of little sisters, huh?
Huh? Yeah, of course. This kid, the one in I Am Your Mother... the one in Bandits of Golok.
I Am Your Mother.
The Pit was good. Those were good kids. Yeah. But anyway.
Okay, so this kid. You got the two sisters, and she's like, but I want to paint the thing like my mom used to.
And then... she wastes all of the water, all of the pure water that they have.
Don't worry, there's a factory full of it, Lizzie. So the other
sister
goes
in. Like, it's heavily guarded, dude.
Yeah, and she has to go in, like, secret, risk her life every time.
Every time her sister wants to, like, paint the wall.
But they basically go in, and then together they're able to, like, break down the, like, factory and escape. But I like this one a lot. I like the visuals. I like the idea that she, like, doesn't want to stop. Like, because the older sister is the one that's, like, hey, like, stop it. Like, we need to be, we need to get it. And she's like, no, mom wanted to stop things. And she's like, no, your mom got killed.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, mom wanted us to do it. Like, this is what, like, you know, we have the power.
Well, mom did, but mom failed. And there's a big chance that the children will fail.
Yeah.
And the sister is trying to take care of the child as the mom should have. Mm-hmm.
But together they were able to overcome.
Yes, that's true. But I can understand the sister, you know, the way that she feels. No, this is my priority. I have to take care of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, my
sister.
Well, kid for her sister.
Pretty my much kid her sister. Kid now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty much her kid, yeah.
I was thinking,
I am a mother. I have to take care of my child. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really liked this episode because, one, the visuals, and two, I did really like the story, even though the kid, like, frustrated me so much. Not so much. Just like every now and then I was like, kid, don't do that. No, please don't go over there.
I'm strong enough.
Yeah. And I was like, you're not though. And then she kept being like, oh, my mom was strong. And I was like, no, she died. Not strong enough.
That doesn't mean they weren't strong. You guys know, have a thing, like, against people
if
dying.
If I was the older
moms.
Sister.
You guys have a thing against moms dying in Star Wars.
Well, I couldn't be her older sister.
She sucked, huh?
I was going to be like, yeah, she sucked.
Okay,
Mom
look.
Was dumb.
Excuse me.
Not you. Mother's Day.
Wow, Lizzie,
happy Mother's Day, Mama, soon.
By the time you will have heard it, we will have already had a fantastic Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. Thank you for birthing me, Mom.
I understand.
And putting up with me.
I understand why the mother did what she did, but also I understand that as a mother, one of our first priorities is to care for our children, even if that means that we have to put aside how we feel, even our morals at times, you know, to make sure that our kids are safe. So I, you know, like, I don't judge her. I kind of did, but it kind of sounded like I did, but I don't judge her for doing what she did because she was doing what it was right. Maybe she thought, okay, well, there's the other daughter who can take care of the kid. I wonder if she only had the little kid, would she have done the same thing?
I mean, I feel like sometimes that means making the world a better place for your kids.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But if you fail, you really have to evaluate it, right? Because if you fail, you're leaving a child likely to die, right? If the sister wasn't there, that child would have died already. I mean, look at her, like, wasting all her water and mm-hmm. painting.
Well, look at all the hands on the rock. Like, a lot of people, you know.
I could have done without that.
The ancestors. Oh, I thought it was pretty.
I know, absolutely.
No. Pretty, yeah, it was pretty. But if I was a sister, I would have been like, I don't care. You wasted that water.
Like, every single time I have to go and get a little bit of water, drinking water, I'm running a big chance that I'm going to die. Yeah.
Both me and Mom saw it as like, no, why would you do that? No, why would you do that? Like, with focusing on the kid, Dad was like, oh my God, look at the pretty drawings.
Yeah, she was, but I'm just thinking she's taking a huge risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although at the time that both sisters made the decision, well, actually one sister made the decision, the other one, the decision was made for her, which is kind of annoying to me. There was not much to, like, you know, they didn't really have to think it that much because they were in a really dire situation anyway. So the chances of them dying if they were not going to do something, they were like significantly increased. Whereas where the mom, this is when everything was starting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why they felt the way that they did. But it was very unexpected, and the sister just made the decision and dragged the other sister along with it. And so I was kind of annoyed by that.
Yeah.
I like that they fulfilled their mom's dream. And, like, once they start, like, when they got rid of the factory, like, the pollution starts to clear and the stars come back and everything.
Okay. Which I feel like that's not how that works.
That's
how it worked in
this
episode.
Like, all of a sudden, the water is perfectly fine. But anyway, putting that aside, honey, I'm pretty sure if I did something because I think it's best for you and I just forced you to do it, you wouldn't want me to do it. Mm-hmm. Right? That's exactly what a child did to her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that Axel was doing something where you know that the kid has, like, less experience than you and you're trying to be careful. Mm-hmm. And he forces you to do something that he believes is the best thing for you.
That's all you guys do all the time.
That's not true. That's not true. I leave room for, you know, I run things by you before I do something. Right? Mm.
You don't run it through, Dad. You just kind of like say, so, Sal, this is what I want to do.
At least I tell him.
Yes, my love.
That kid just literally showed up and got her sister shot at.
Okay, well, this is different. So yours is always like a business proposition. This is more like a life and death situation. Like, if we were in a war, like, I wouldn't sneak off and be like, I'm going to go over here and also not tell you guys, like, if I die or something happens, I should probably tell people just in case. But the kid was just like, I'm just going to go in. And get caught immediately.
Go in and help. She wanted to help.
There's nothing to help. It's getting water.
No, she wanted to help bring this stuff down so they can have their planet back. And the clouds can clear and they can see their mom.
Go ahead.
Which she did, but
yes,
mission accomplished.
It caught her sister by surprise. She didn't really run this by her sister. Granted, the sister wasn't really listening, but nonetheless, that was reckless. In a completely disregard for her safety and her sister's safety. What if she get her sister killed? That kid is gonna, like, you know, turn to the dark side.
I'm glad that didn't happen.
The guilt.
Visually stunning. Very beautiful. Like you said, I really like the style. I like the way that everything looked. Yeah, another... Like, there's a few stop motion ones in this season, and they're all pretty awesome.
Yes.
So that was right.
I also still don't understand how the sludge, like, it was all sludge ocean.
Yeah, look, and I don't know if the water was clean, but, like, the clouds of smoke went away. So that was good.
Well, that part, I think it's, like, the factories, because they destroyed the factory, but, like, the water part where I'm just like,
we didn't get there yet. We didn't get to the water part. We just got that the starshine can shine through, and now the paint lights up again.
Yes. Yeah, it was cute. I like the, like you said, the character design of, like, how the Empire looks. Like, even in this poster, it's, like, the Imperial in the top left corner, and then how vibrant they look, and just how cool they look. I don't know. That's what I like.
Very, very cool. Another stop motion episode.
Oh, I like her water backpack.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me of, like, Splatoon.
Okay, we're going to bring squidlings into this.
Yeah, because Splatoon, they have a little pack on their back, and it's filled with ink.
All right.
But this is water.
Next.
You know what it is? It's that one Mario game. Super Mario Sunshine.
Sunshine, yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
Most annoying of the 3D Marios. But I beat it.
Yeah, GameCube.
Next episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I am your mother. Okay, go ahead.
You listen to me.
From Aardman Studio, directed by Magdalena Osinska. And I believe these are the same people who do Wallace and Gromit.
Yes.
And the sheep guy or whatever. So, like, this was very funny, like, cute style. It's basically about a family race hosted by Wedge Antilles.
Yeah, that was funny.
And this girl who clearly...
Wedge Antilles merch.
He clearly idolizes Harrison Dula. Is embarrassed of her mom who runs the junk ship or whatever. And then they have to work together to win the race that her mom wanted to enter, thus embarrassing the child. It was very cute, and I like that they did, like, the whole spin on the, like, because there's so many Star Wars stories that are about fathers and sons, that they did this one about, like, the mother and her kid. So that was cool. And then, like, all the little, like, in-jokes, like, one of the ships looks just like the Mantis, the bad people's ship, like, it looks very similar to, like, somewhere between, like, a Naboo ship and, like, Maul's little, like, I forgot what his ship is called, but the ship that he has in episode one. Wedge Antilles saying, "Hey, I'm Wedge Antilles. Welcome to my race." And it was actually Wedge Antilles, by the way.
It was
Dennis Lawson, so that's extra hilarious. So, yeah. Very cute, very... like, funny, but also, like, heartfelt in a few, like, moments and stuff. And then, like, it's, like, such a regular, I don't know, like, it's, like, the kid being embarrassed by their parent, like, "Mom, don't bring the ship here, home again."
Yeah. Were you ever embarrassed of your parents, mom, and or dad?
I'm gonna say no.
Mom?
A little. I was. Hmm. I hate to say this, but I was.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why? Was it like something that they did or like...
No, my father was very smart, very organized, extremely like clean.
Hmm.
Like, you know, in his handwriting and his affairs, like all his like documents and he was always like, you know, he always took a shower every day in the morning and like wore like really nice like iron pants and shirt and like a collar shirt, like, you know. So I wasn't really embarrassed about him or my mother. My mother was like, you know, she is still is, but back then she was always like, you know, she stayed home, but she worked a lot. She had her own little, she was making food and stuff like that, and I would go sell it to my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And then she sold clothes at her home. So I wasn't embarrassed, but we had this truck, right? And it was basically, it was like, it was not really like the house truck. It was like a business that my dad had, and like they used that truck, right? And so this truck was like really, really, really old and really ugly. And it was green.
Oh.
And we call it La Rana.
Oh.
Sana, sana, colita de rana.
It was green. And it was like that kind of like a new frog green, you know? Like an old frog green.
Is a new frog just a baby frog?
Yeah, okay, fine. But like a young frog, you know how their green is different
than the older
frogs?
Not that young.
Huh?
Not that young?
What? Not a that tadpole? Young. No. It was like bright green.
What's between a tadpole and a frog? It's a frog with a tail, right?
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, no, it's a frog with legs. Because they have a tail as a tadpole.
Right. But then there's like that legs. Middle portion where they have legs and a tail. And then they're like complete frog.
So yeah. I always feel terrible because growing up, I had nothing, right? So we didn't have a car. But then once we were able to use, like, to have a car, it was the car that it was for, like, the office, right? Like, they will, like, build blocks and deliver in this truck, right? But every now and then, like, we were able to use it. And I thought I was embarrassed for not having a car, but it was kind of like, I was then embarrassed because the car that we had was, like, so bad. It literally had, like, holes on the feet. So you can see
on the floor.
On the floor. And so you had to be careful when you were driving because then the water, like if there was like puddles of water, like it would just splash up. So bad. And then one day I was going to school and my older brother was driving the truck. And he's what I call trocho, right? He's not a gentle person. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if it was because he was trocho, because the truck was just a piece of crap that we were driving and all of a sudden like the wheel came off, like in the movies, you know, like the funny movies. Don't die, my husband, don't die.
When we went to Mexico, how many cars did we see that like just were missing a wheel in the street? I'm like, this is a common occurrence over here?
It is.
What is going on with your safety inspections?
It is. And so like we had to walk home, and I don't know why my brother insisting on taking the wheel. So my brother is like walking home.
With he was like, "I don't want nobody to steal this car. I'm gonna take one of the wheels."
Yeah, so that was fun.
Wait, so was that a time you were embarrassed of
the? Yeah, I was embarrassed. Like whenever I had to be in the truck, I was embarrassed for not having a front purse. But then I was embarrassed for being in La Rana.
Okay, La. Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed at my family a lot. Like my mom
and we were. We were really fucking poor, dude. So it was mm-hmm. It was hard not to be embarrassed sometimes. Or like our bathroom. Like our bathroom, we didn't have a regular bathroom until, God, I moved out of the house when I was 20. And we still didn't have a proper bathroom. We had like an outhouse.
Mm.
Yeah. So that was embarrassing whenever somebody will come over. I never invited people over because whenever they had to come over, they could never really like. You know,
go to the bathroom before you come over.
And we got close. I think it was like, I don't even know how it was, but I think it was like 18, 19 when we got a more proper bathroom. But the bathroom was basically, like, it didn't have a flushy thingy, you know, like it didn't have the back of the bathroom. So literally you just have to, like, there were buckets in there and we didn't have a what's it called? A thing.
A flush?
Yeah, but we didn't have a thing to take a shower. So you had to put buckets with a little thing.
We didn't have a shower head?
A shower head, yeah. We didn't have a shower head. So we had to put buckets and we had to, like, with a hose, we had to fill them up with water. And if we wanted hot water, we had to heat up the water in the stove and then bring it and put it in the buckets. And so when somebody wanted to go to the bathroom, they had to, like, grab from the bucket.
Have a bucket. And put... have a bucket ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number one and number two. Okay, take two buckets.
And we never had a door. We just had, like, a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just put the bucket under the curtain. I'm in here.
Yeah.
I see.
So I guess if I was embarrassed, that's what I was embarrassed about. Because, like, whenever it was somebody came into the house and wanted to use the restroom, I had to tell them. Because they were like, oh, what?
Just close the curtain.
Yeah. That was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay.
I think the only time I've ever been embarrassed of you guys is, like, if I got in trouble in public. That's it.
Dude, but when you get in trouble in public, yeah, I just give you the eye.
Yeah, I know. That's what embarrassed me. Like, not because I knew other people knew what the eye meant. It just was like, oh my god. Like, maybe someone will understand what the eye is, but no one could understand.
Hey, I don't know if you have Facebook, Nikki, but I recently posted a video. I think I posted it on Instagram too. And obviously I'm joking because I didn't really hit you guys.
Oh, yeah, I saw. Which is really
funny.
Make
sure you're following the Rogue Rebels on Instagram for all kinds of embarrassing content.
Which is really funny because I thought it was going to be something, like, really sweet, like, you know, like, really, like, sweet and stuff. And I was like, ah, there's no way it should be sweet. Like, it's not going to be sweet. That wouldn't be true. And then it showed that. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Chef's kiss. Okay, so
this episode. I was surprised in both ways.
This episode was super funny, super cute. Little kid getting embarrassed. I don't know if you guys, like I said, she's a Hera fan. She has, like, the Hera headset. But also, like, in her room in the beginning, like, she has Hera posters in her room.
Oh.
So I thought that was cool.
Yeah, she does.
Like, look in the background.
I just figured, oh, she looks like Hera.
By her bed?
Yeah.
No, by
like
her
a little
bed?
Baby Hera.
In the very,
like,
beginning,
the
she's packing her backpack
art.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she has little, she has
cool.
little, like,
okay.
Hera posters in her room.
Hera posters.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I liked her mom. Her mom seemed cool.
Yeah, she seemed cool. I don't understand. I mean, I get that. I mean, maybe the house.
Well, also, I guess it's the job, right?
Yeah, because she's a like a maintenance person or something.
Yeah. But also, like, who cares? I don't know.
But I mean, it's those, like, and it's the only people that are rude to her is, like, the stuck-up lady, like, you know, like.
Yeah.
And her mom, who's also a stuck-up lady, you know. So I like that it was very simple. Like, nobody else was rude, or, you know what I mean? Like,
I thought it was. Person. I thought
Wedge
it was cute,
didn't care.
Like, even though they were jerks, like, I thought it was cute that the bad guys, like, the kid and the mom look so similar.
Yeah, and they have a Vader helmet of hair.
Yeah. I mean, I could relate to be embarrassed about, like, you know, your home, or in her case, what did they call her? The potty potty?
Yeah, and the dog that, like, doesn't work and is falling off the ship and stuff.
That was kind of funny.
You know, like, growing up, I used to make, like, whenever I got a ride from someone, I used to, like, have them drop me, like, a block away from my home.
Oh, I've heard of... I never did that.
You never did
but that? But I heard of... But, like, because... Well, not that, but, like, people, like, how you were talking about, like, the Larana.
Uh-huh.
Like, people who were embarrassed of their car or something like that, they would have them drop them off.
Oh, no, dude. I couldn't say that to my mom or my
okay.
dad. If I
they would
say,
that
to my
like,
dad, they
to
would
drop them
me.
Off, like, a block from school.
Yeah, no.
And then
no,
just
no.
walk the rest
like
of the way.
Like, my friends, I will tell them to drop me off. Like, hardly ever I got it right, but when I did, I will tell them, like, to drop me off, like, a block before. I'll be like, oh, I gotta go to the store. So, no, you just drop it right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been to my house, Lizzie. It was a little bit embarrassing.
Oh, I was like, this is a nice place. What are you talking about?
I saw, like, the outside. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to, I had to stay in the car.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was,
you know. It was spacious, though.
It is spacious, yeah.
I saw the outside, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very cute episode. Very, like, funny, but, like, also, like, heartwarming.
It, totally mm-hmm. heartwarming and totally relatable.
Mm-hmm.
At least to me. But,
if I was the mom, I would have been a little more salty towards my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because she's like, oh, my God, yeah, I'm piloting. I'm winning. And I'm like, I'm winning. This is my car. But
the Ryloth roll, guys. Come on.
That was cool. Though.
I thought it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute. All right. The last episode.
Oh, I liked the, like, the Wookiees. Because, like, oh, one of them is a little baby. Uh-huh. And, like, it tears apart the arms of the stuffed animal. That was cute.
Who is it? Like, one of the guys, like, crashes right away. He's like, yeah. And he pulls off the control or something. And he, like, crashes. There's only, like, four racers. And he crashes right away. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Her other friend.
I liked seeing all the little families. That was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. That was very cool. Another cute art style. Like, totally reminiscent of whatever Wallace. You know, like, it looks like something out of that world.
But I had also one Wallace and Gromit movie, and that was it.
Curse of the Were-Rabbit or something? No.
Yes.
Is that it? I don't remember. I know you guys used to watch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good times. The next episode, the last thing we're talking about today is Journey to the Dark Head by Studio Mir, directed by Hyung Geun Park. And I believe this is the Korean studio. Mm-hmm. And this was like the most kind of like anime style of this season, you know what I mean? Whereas last season was like very, very anime, like Japanese. Like this one was very like anime style. Visually, awesome.
Yeah, I loved this story.
Yeah, it was a little like, it was, I don't want to say, because like if you kind of just look at this one on its face, it's like, oh, there's like some prophecy and the girl wants to do the thing. And then there's like lightsaber fighting on top of these giant statues where they're trying to do the thing. And if you just look at it like that, it almost feels like the season one episode, The Twins, how there's just these like crazy lightsaber fights in almost space, mm-hmm. but not quite. But like the idea
anime
of the story is that she's these people who live in this temple with like these light and dark statues of the light and dark side or something. And the rain comes and leaves like visions on these rocks for a moment before they evaporate. So mm-hmm. like they archive all these visions. And she feels that she can like the Sith, there's a war between this Jedi and the Sith are winning. And she feels that if they destroy the dark head and start changing the visions from the dark side, like, they can, like, the light side will be victorious, right? So, like, a Jedi comes, and this Jedi has been, his master was killed by a certain Sith, and the Sith scarred him, and he's, like, very unbalanced by all mm-hmm. this drama. They go to the statue, and he's like, I don't even want to be here. And she's like, I don't even want you here. And they go to blow up the dark head of the statue, and he confronts, of course, the Sith that killed his master, who's like, of course, you are ready to be my apprentice. There's so much darkness in you. Ah, ha, ha. And then realizing that, like, the statues themselves are, like, light and dark, not
mm-hmm.
light and dark. Like, it's everything, like,
again,
all.
It's a mixture.
Yeah.
People
it's,
are
like,
a mixture.
This balance. Like, they can't change things by trying to do one or the other. And also, like, she ends up helping him. They kill the Sith guy, and she saves him. And they're, like, going on adventures, maybe. End of episode.
I found interesting about that episode is basically her and when she's seeing all these rocks visions or whatever, mm-hmm. right? She thinks that if she can just go and destroy one of the head, then everything will be fixed.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, we see movies like that. For instance, Wonder Woman, right? She just thought if she can go and destroy, what was his name?
the god, god of war, whatever
was his name was?
Ares.
Ares, yeah. But the reality is that it's the people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The good and the bad and the conflict and the greed and all these things that we have as humans.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea that, like, you know, that, like, it's almost like an extrapolation of, like, always in motion is the future. Mm-hmm. Because she's, like, trying to do the thing, and then they, like, basically they'd, like, no, the future is not fixed. Like, we make it happen. Like, the vision's, like, their possibilities, but, like, it's up to us. We choose every day, like, light and dark. Like, and as long, like, there's just as much hope as there is despair in every decision that we make.
But how do you feel about what she said, though? Because basically she wanted to bring this information to the Jedi in order to be able to prevent, you know, disasters, death,
right,
or whatever.
And, yeah.
Is that something, because it reminded me of that Minority Report movie,
remember? Yeah, the Future Police.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. I mean, that sounds unconstitutional.
But, yeah, future, right? Policing is unconstitutional, I believe.
You can think about killing people all the mm-hmm. time. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to do it.
Right, right. But I know, I think the thing, like, more was, like, that they make, like, the visions are possibilities.
Right, exactly.
And it's not really, like, set in stone as much mm-hmm. as they are, like, worried about it. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea that, like, they have to choose every day. Like, and that's a little bit more that, like, gets into the weeds of, like, the light and dark side. And, like,
right, and then you have yeah. to choose no matter what the vision is. Right. You still have...
And even the visions themselves. Like, mm-hmm. she thought that, like, destroying the dark side thing would, like, remove that dark things and all the visions would be light side, and then that way the future would be light side. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like that because the, like, the statues were light and dark together. Like, I don't know. It was visually stunning. I like the look of the characters, like the girl and the guy with his weird... The Sith guy reminded me of, like, a Zant type.
Mm-hmm. Did you get that? I liked his weird, like scorpion tail thing?
Yeah, weapon thing.
Couldn't figure out, like, whether that was part of him, like, as a, like... him, or if that was like, yeah, like
it was his,
like,
weapon, but I don't know what it was. Yeah,
do you guys like the main guy? Because I gotta know,
like, the
him.
Jedi guy. Oh, yeah, he was real crappy, but like,
he just reminded me of you know, regular, like, just anime dude.
Yeah,
that's,
it's
supposed
very
to be
like angsty, like kid, like anime guy, but like, the like,
I'm just saying, he doesn't seem to be like a Jedi.
Well, his master, like, he's been through stuff, and he's only 12,
I mean,
apparently.
I'm sorry,
I don't know.
But a lot of other Jedis have been through stuff, and they're not such okay.
There's no argument there.
Punks.
Like, you know, but, like, he gets through it. You know, like, yeah, he's figuring it out, and he's like, no, it's like, of course, like, and then when they do the thing, and he falls, and he, like, lets go, all of that, like, super dope upside down, like, them falling, all of that looked really awesome. Like, and then she uses her little jetpack or whatever to go
it
grab him.
Remember that, like, oh God, what is it? It's not Roscoe, but it's one of the Studio Ghibli where there's, like, they're falling, both of them. And they're holding
hands.
Oh,
Chihiro and, in Spirited Away?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's a very, like, to me, it's a very, like, Kingdom Hearts thing or Into the Spider-Verse, because, like, you get all of these, like, falling inversions and all that stuff. Like, it's just such a beautiful visual that they've, like...
When in reality, falling is probably not...
Oh, yeah, falling really sucks when you fall a long time. It's not awesome at all.
Yeah. It also reminded me of... I saw on TikTok, there's, like, these eagles, like... what are they?
Where this is going.
They, like, attach to each other's talons and they just fall. Bald eagles have a courtship, like, ritual of locking talons and spiraling down from large height, and they just are falling, but they're, like, connected together.
But they're birds. They can fly. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
They can just let go and be like, peace.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting because. I, like, took heavy note on the part where, in the beginning, where she's little and she, like, has the prophecy, kind of, mm-hmm. of, like, the two figures fighting and the one person in the middle.
Yeah.
Watching. And she was like, oh, it's near, but it's also far? And then the guy is like, ah, you're just not good yet. It's
yeah,
okay.
You suck,
but then it was like, I figured, oh, well, it could be him with his master and that Sith. There's mm-hmm. that right then and there. And then, of course, the second time where she realizes it's her.
Yeah.
So that I was cool. like, oh, okay, like that makes sense.
A lot, actually.
Yeah.
Like, when she has the realization.
Yeah, I like in the this poster. It looks like she's wearing a lot of like Afra-inspired clothes.
I thought that when I saw her, like a very like, cause she has like a flight cap, and there's like a scene where she's like tucking her hair in it, cause like Afra has her hair hanging out. So like, you know, like the red vest is a very Afra thing, flight cap.
Which I don't know how like leaving your hair out feels. I feel like it would feel annoying. I always put it up.
Yeah. Well, you cut your hair, so you'd probably be annoyed by
that too.
Any hair.
It's true.
Echo's looking at me now. What have you done? Yeah. I thought the story was interesting. I thought, yeah, the Jedi guy was like annoying and lame until he figures it out. And then like the Sith guy just has a really interesting, weird, crazy design, but also like very anime. He's like, oh, you're so pathetic. Like a couple of times when they're fighting and stuff, such like anime like lines. And he has like a very anime look as well. But he also, like his face and his weird like long hanging mask gave me some like Twilight vibes.
Yeah.
Zelda Twilight Princess.
Yeah, I liked how he looked. And then also just like the whole like tempting him with like the dark side and like telling him that, you know, the people left him. Like his Jedi like left him to die because they brought him there. And blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. He understood why that they brought them there. So he could defeat him and face off. Figure it out on his own.
Very cool. Yeah. Super awesome. We're going to get to the other episodes in our next episode, probably. But, you know, awesome series. I don't know if I like this collection better than I like the last collection, but I do like the variety of this collection, like the variety of style, I guess, because it definitely feels like a lot more variety.
I think I like this season better.
Yeah,
I think I really, really like the variety.
Mm-hmm.
I liked every story, I just like seeing when, you know, different countries that have, like, in a way the same skill as everyone else, but different styles, like, mm-hmm. come together and then they can create these. And also, like, kind of like with Spy Dancer or just even, like, in the stars of, like, talking about colonization and, like, you know, the history and mm-hmm. being able to explain it in depth, because technically those, like some of these countries had to go through that.
Yeah. That was a Chilean story.
Yeah. So like, you know, I think that's really cool to have.
So Lisa, which one was your favorite episode out of the entire series?
Oh, entire series?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's like I have like top three. Like I have Screecher's Reach, the Spy Dancer, and the Pit.
Interesting.
Because, you know, Screecher's Reach, I like the horror aspect. Spy Dancer, I just love the animation and how like it flows. Like everything is so flowy and like beautiful. And then the Pit, I just really like the story and the hope of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine was the Spy Dancer. That's probably the best
one. Yeah,
for sure.
And Sith. That one was really good to me, too.
Mine are like yours, but I like the Pit, and I think I'm going to leave Spy Dancer off mine. Mm-hmm. But I like Spy Dancer a lot, but I think Screecher's Reach, the Pit, or maybe even Owl's Song. I really like that one,
too. I like that one, too.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I had a kid, so I don't know
how y'all feel about it.
I liked its style. It was so cute.
We'll talk more about it next episode.
Yes.
That way we, like, get to it, but Just the like variation in styles alone, I think this Visions volume is great. But not to like say anything against the first Visions volume, like some of those stories still hold up very well. Mm-hmm. And if you watch them all at once, I think you would still have a good weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, like there's some great stuff in here. I hope this is something they keep doing. Anyway, I'm gonna get back to Jedi Survivor and trying to unlock Maul in Fortnite, Lizzie, with your help. Haha.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah. So
I'm still playing. I'm like trying to play Hyrule Warriors. Freaking Tears of the Kingdom. But it's also hard because I feel like I just bought $70 worth of just a DLC for Breath of the Wild. But it's okay. I'm getting into the story. I'm getting into it. But yes, I need to do that. I need to beat Resident Evil 4 and then Fortnite.
Fortnite is priority. That's time sensitive.
Okay.
Fortnite missions are time sensitive.
Yeah, I got to get you your Victory Royale.
I need a Maul. I need a Maul skin.
It's not even like the like Rebels Maul skin.
Dude, we already missed Vader. We can't miss Maul too.
Okay. Fine.
All right.
How did we miss Vader?
I don't know.
Where was Vader?
You tell me, Fortnite expert.
Why? Okay.
All I know is we don't have him.
Gotcha. Mom, are you playing any video games?
No.
Okay.
Well. She's like, do you count Scrabble Go?
Yeah, there you go. I do play that one every day.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mom, what are you going to do for Mother's Day? I was going to be like, Dad, what are you planning for Mother's Day? But...
Hey, okay. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. This has been a wonderful podcast, and happy Mother's Day to all the space moms out there.
Yes.
You know?
I'm rewatching Resistance. Happy Mother's Day to Mom Doza.
Yes. Are you two Dozas yet? Where are you at?
Oh, I'm season only one? On like the... Yeah, season one, episode like 7.
Okay. Like halfway.
Yeah.
Right? Or is there 20? There's 16 episodes, right? Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, there's 21.
Dang.
That's a lot.
That's right.
But
the finale
good.
Is a two-parter.
Yep.
All right. Good times. We will talk to you all soon. Yeah, man. Go rewatch Resistance if you haven't yet. It's a great show. And while you're at it, you might want to hit up our Spotify playlist of Star Wars Resistance episodes, where you can hear all our podcasts that we did of Resistance episodes live when the kids were teeny. So instead of Axel being like, oh yeah, man, I thought like Mandalorian season 2 was pretty dope, you're going to hear Axel to be like, I like the part where Tam was like, eh. Or whatever happens.
I hear all about Sal's hate
for
mm-hmm,
Tam.
I held a grudge. But I've let go. Balance. Like, there's light and darkness is part of my journey. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all of our journey as we go through Jedi surviving. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on all socials. Please share this podcast. Share it with a buddy who you think would like Visions Volume 2 and us talking about it and being embarrassed of parents or whatever. You know.
We have a working bathroom now.
Yeah, man. We're moving on up.
And a shower.
If that's what you call it. I say the kids are spoiled. Oh, you need a door on your bathroom? Excuse you. When I was your age, we had buckets. And a curtain.
Only were the all right. To
thanks for listening.